This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The joint annual meeting of National Milk Producers Federation and its checkoff group partners coming up November 12th through the 15th in Orlando. And here with an update on the four-day conference is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris, this has been a conference that's been going on for how long now?
The first time that National Milk had a joint meeting with Dairy Checkoff Program, Dairy Management, was actually my first year on the job back in 1997. So that's many moons ago, Bill, and I'm still at it, and so are we, working with DMI to put together a meeting because we have a number of our producers who have a foot in both camps, both the policy world through NMPF as well as the promotion world represented by the National Dairy Checkoff Organizations. And this year is no exception to that. We're going to be in Orlando starting this weekend where we're going to talk about the year that's been. A lot of the challenges are economic ones, so I'm sure one of our most interesting presentations and most anticipated one will be three of our economists talking about what the outlook is for next year. And I think the good news is that certainly it's going to be better at this point. We're anticipating much better conditions than what farmers have gone through here this spring and this summer. We're also going to be hearing about the latest efforts on health and wellness and dairy's reputation. We'll be talking about environmental stewardship and sustainability. And then from a policy outlook, in addition to looking at economics, we're going to be looking at things related to that topic. The Farm Bill, what's happening with that, what's not happening, and when does it look like Congress is actually going to get to a new Farm Bill. And then we will talk about the federal order modernization efforts that we've been heavily engaged in for more than a year, but things have really come to a head right now because of the national hearing that's been going on in Indiana. That's been paused right now, but it will resume after our meeting later in November. So we'll give a preview for what we think will happen with the milk pricing system after the dust settles on all of the testimony and hearing that's been going on this fall in Indianapolis.
There's a lot to pack in during a four-day conference, and you always have some interesting speakers. What's the lineup this year?
Well, we will have our keynote speech from Terry Jones, who is the founder of Travelocity.com and also the founding chairman for Kayak.com. So he's come up through the e-commerce world, companies that were obviously instrumental in changing how people make their travel reservations and get their plane tickets. And so someone who's kind of an out-of-the-box thinker, looking at how some of the technology disruptions that are affecting so many industries can and will affect the food category. And then closer to home in the food category, we've got a checkoff partner, a speaker from General Mills, sharing how dairy plays an essential role in health and wellness food solutions. And then as we talk about health and wellness, we're going to have a speaker from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota talking about how our work is continuing to do research demonstrating to consumers the benefits of dairy products.
Another big item at the joint annual meeting is welcoming the new CEO for National Milk.
Yes. So the other big news that will be coming, although it's not a surprise, is that our current president and CEO, Jim Mulhern, who's been with the organization for 10 years, is retiring at the end of this year. And his heir apparent, Greg Dowd, who's our current chief operating officer, will be introduced to the membership on the big stage. He'll have an opportunity to talk about his vision for the organization and the dairy community. And so there'll be essentially a leadership handoff and transition next week in Orlando. So that's certainly big news for our organization because we don't change CEOs very often. It's been a decade since the last change happened. So this will be big news for us.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more details, go to nmpf.org.
Connecting veterans with careers within the federal government and U.S. Department of Agriculture. That is one of the many duties for Munshi Ramdas, USDA's Military Veterans Agricultural Liaison.
Connecting veterans with paid apprenticeship through USDA and the Department of Defense's SkillBridge program, and working with the Department of Veterans Affairs, helping veterans to gain valuable civilian work experience through non-paid internships with USDA agencies. Military veterans can also enter into internships on farms across America through this program called Arm to Farm, which is offered by a nonprofit that we work with known as ATRA across 45 states.
Rod Bade reporting